Okay, we're on Kufiyut Tes on the Aleph, the bottom of the Yomid. Let's go back a little bit so we know what we're talking about here. The Gemara says that the ratio of the Mishnah, Ha'isha Shaholach Baila V'Tzarasa Medina Sayyam, right, the woman, her husband, and her Tzara went to Medina Sayyam, and she didn't have any children, and she had a husband, and she had a brother-in-law. And they came and told her husband died. So under normal circumstances, she'd have Yibum. But we're not sure now, maybe the Tzara got pregnant and had a baby. And then she's Potter from Yibum too. Now she's Potter, she's Osir to be Miyapi. And maybe the Tzara didn't get pregnant and have a child. So she's Osir to get married to anybody until she'll have Yibum. So therefore, Lo Tinose V'Lo Tishyabe, until she knows if the Tzara was Muberis or not. Okay. So the Gemara says, L'chara, I understand why she can't have Yibum, because maybe the Tzara is pregnant. But why can't she get married? Let's go after Rov Noshim. Rov Noshim get pregnant and give birth. And whatever the Tzara would have, she's Potter from Yibum, and she can't marry to anybody. So let's assume that this Tzara, let's recall she went with her husband, that she got pregnant, and she had a child, and Mamela, that she's Potter from Yibum, and she can get married. Gemara says, Enochinami, if we would go after the Rov, that would be the case, but this goes with the Rav Meir, who's Choshesh L'Miyuta. And we're afraid of the Miyut of women that, what's it called, that even if they get pregnant, they miscarry, or that, what's it called, if she didn't get pregnant. So that's a Miyut. Then Rav Meir's Choshesh L'Miyuta. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, then how about the Seifa? The Seifa is the case where she had a mother-in-law, she didn't have a brother-in-law, and the mother-in-law and the husband went away. Okay, and when they left, if the husband would die, she wouldn't be chayiv in Yibum because there's no brother-in-law. But now we're afraid that maybe the mother-in-law got pregnant and had a boy, and now there is a Yavam. So she also, what's it called, so we say Eina Choshesh. She doesn't have to worry about the mother-in-law having a child. So if it goes like a mayor, why don't we choshesh lemiut over here? Maybe the mother-in-law got pregnant and had a boy. Someone says, no, over here, whatever she has isn't going to make her have evil, only a boy. But if she has a girl, so what's it called? Even though rogue women get pregnant, rogue women don't have boys. And a miut of, so half and half is boys and girls. And from the half of boys, right, some have a hapala, and half of girls too. So it's a miyuta de miyuta that we have to be choshish for, that maybe she got pregnant and maybe she had a boy. That's why we're not choshish. Okay, because that's miyuta de miyuta. Okay. So Gemara says, if that's the case, then let her have Yibum. What's it called? Let's go after Rove. That Rove, what's it called? Rove women. A second. Gemara says, what's it called? Okay, let's be Choshesh. Gemara says, since when they went away, she was allowed to get married, right? And the Seifa, when she went away, there was no brother-in-law, so her was Becheskas being able to get married, Lashuk, right? And the Reisha, when he went away, she was Becheskas Yibum, because there was no children. And there was a brother-in-law, and what's it called? So she was Becheskas Yibum. So if that's the case in the Reisha, why don't we let her have Yibum? Let's go after the Rove. Rove women, what's it called, get pregnant and have a child. And therefore, what's it called? Reisha was Ishchazik Yibum. Oh, let Rove, what's it called? Yeah. What's it called? Let's not be choshesh in the case of the Reisha that the Tzara got pregnant. Let's go after the Rove, right? Because there's a chazaka that she's chayiv Yibum, and now there, what's it called, keneged that chazaka, we have a chashash, maybe the Tzara got pregnant, right? So maybe when there's a chazaka for Yibum, even though connected that there's a mute of what's it called of to be choshish that maybe the tzara had a boy, we don't go after that mute connected a chazaka. So according to Rabbi Meir, why are we choshish and don't let her have yibum? Let her have yibum. She has mecheskes yibum. There's only a mute that goes against that chazaka. So why don't we let her have yibum? Just like in the sefer, we're not choshish for the mother-in-law having another child, and she can get married. Why in the ratio are we choshish that she can't have yibum? So Mara says, Rabbi Baravua said, ratio the isukores choshishu. The ratio, if we're making a mistake, she's over in isukores, because if there is a child, and she has yibum, she's chayiv kores, right? But the Seifa, the worst that'll be is she'll marry somebody who's not the Yavam. She won't have Yibum, she'll marry somebody else. Marrying somebody else, only a lot. So for Isser Koresh, they were Choshesh, Bisothic, and for Isser Lav, they weren't Choshesh for Inesothic. That was what we got up to. Okay, now the word says, V'ha Michti, Omar Rav, Michti, Ha Dioraisa, V'ha Dioraisa. They're both Isurei Dioraisa. Mali Isser Koresh, Mali Isser Lav. What difference does it make if it's Koresh or Lav? Right? If we were talking, look at Rashi. I'm a daif from this Rashi. Something I didn't see anybody is a daif from it, but the Chorus is clear in Rashi. You'll see in 1 second. Mara says, Mali Isser Lav, Milo Bo'in Lamechash Lesothic Isser Lav, Ki Heichi the Chashin Lesothic Isser Koresh. Shouldn't we be as much Choshesh for a Sothic Isser Lav, which is the Raisa, as a Sothic Isser Koresh? They're both men atorah. Sothik is not an Isser de Rabbanon, right? A Harchoka, a Gzeira. By a Gzeira de Rabbanon, you could say the Rabbanon made their Gzeira for Kares, they didn't make a Gzeira for a lot. Right? The Dover HaMutter, the name of the Kares Ovid Harchoka, the Lavo Ovid Harchoka, the Dover HaMutter, right? Then you could say the Rabbanon weren't Choshesh for a lav when they made a gzeira, but they were choshes for a chorus, right? But over here, the hocha shemi sura deraisa mamish kavi. But over here, it's not a gzeira; it's a sothic iser. So what difference does it make if you're over an iser lav or an iser deraisa? We should be choshes the same way. Sothic deraisa lechumra. What do you see from this Rashi? The sothic deraisa lechumra is deraisa. If it would be sothic deraisa lechumra, is only the rabban's machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, right? Where the sothic the Oraisa, the Chumra, is only a Din Darabonon, right? It's a Din Daraisa. The Rambam holds that it's only a Din Darabonon. Sofik Daraisa, the Chumra. Right? The Rabbonon were Gozer on Sfakus, they shouldn't be Nichnas into the Sofik. Okay? But Min HaTorah, all Sfakus are Mutter. The Ramban holds no, Sofik Daraisa, the Chumra is a Din Daraisa. It's also Min HaTorah, right? Sfakus are also Sofik Daraisa, the Chumra is also Min HaTorah. It's not a Darabonon. Chur Rashi says clearly that it's not the Rabbanon, because if we're the Rabbanon, it's a regular Harchoka. Really, Sofik Daraisa is Mutter. But the Rabbanon made a Gzeira. Then what's Rashi talking about? Then they made a Gzeira for Kares and make a Gzeira for Allah. Rashi's saying this is not a Gzeira. This is really a Sofik Issa. It's Asher Min HaTorah. What difference does it make if it's Asher Min HaTorah, Allah, or a Kares? So you see from Rashi, Rashi holds, like the Ramban, that Sofik Daraisa Lechumra is Min HaTorah, not the Rabbanon. Okay. El Omer Rava, so Rava said no. So the answer is different. Why in the ratio we don't, what's it called, let her have Yibum, even though the Chazaka is that she should have Yibum, and it's only a Miut that would say that she shouldn't have Yibum? El Ratio, Chazaka le Yibum, Veruba le Shuk. In the ratio, there's a stira between the Chazaka and the Rov. The Chazaka tells me she should have Yibum. Because when her husband and Tzara went away, nobody had any children, and they had a brother-in-law. So the Chazaka was, at that moment, if you wanted to know, if the husband dies, is this woman going to be chayav in Yibum? Yes. So she was Becheskas Yibum. But, since Rov women get pregnant, and have children, and no matter what the Tzara would have, would make it also for her to have Yibum, right? So it's a Rove tells me she shouldn't have Yibum. The Chazaka tells me she should have Yibum, right? The Chazaka lo odif keruba. Chazaka is not as strong as a Rove. So the Chazaka for Yibum is not as strong as the Rove, And therefore, Rava Kiruba, the Aishi Miyuta the Mapilos, and the Miyut of Mapilos, Smoch Lechazoka, the Havali Palgu Palga, and therefore she can't get married because Rameir's Cholish Choshis Lemiyuta. Right? And she can't, what's her cause? She can't marry someone else, and maybe she's Chayiv and Yibum. Because Miyut of the women have Hapolos. So maybe there was no child. But since Rove women get pregnant and have a healthy child, right, so at least the rove is equal to the chazaka plus the miyut. So it remains a standoff. She can't have yibum, she can't have nisuin. Rechosh is for both. Right, lo tidasi, lo tiyabi. But seifa, chazaka l'shuk, but the seifa, when when her husband and mother-in-law went away, right, there were no brothers. So even though there were no children, she was becheskas that she could get married. Becheskas l'shuk. You asked if the husband dies right now, could she get married? Yeah. There's no brother-in-law. So what's it called? Chazaka l'shuk. And ruba l'shuk. And even if what's it called? Rove chances are that even if the mother-in-law got pregnant, right, rove is that there wouldn't be a brother-in-law. Because half of the possibility is there's a girl. So there's no more brother-in-law, it's a sister-in-law. And even on the other half that it's a boy, some miscarry. There's nobody. So Rove also, what's it called, tells me, if you go after the Rove, that she wouldn't be higher than Yibum, she'd get married. So the Chazaka tells me she'd get married, and the Rove tells me she'd get married. What are we Choshish for? A Miyuta de Miyuta. A Miyuta de Miyuta, even Reb Meir's not Choshish. Right? The Havile Zechorim, Miyuta de Miyuta. Miyuta de Miyuta, Lochais of Meir. That's what Rava says the reason why in the Reisha we are Choshish, and she can't get married and can't have Yibum. And in the Seifa, we are what's it called, not Choshish at all, and she can get married. Rashi. Reisha Chazaka, Maisel al Yibum. In the Reisha, if we ask at this moment, if her husband would die, she chayiv in Yibum? Yeah, there's no children, and there's a brother in law. And the tzara is not pregnant. Nishu nirashi. Veruba maishi lo heter shuk. And it can negate that. There's a rove that says that she doesn't need yibum. Rove women get pregnant and give birth. Right? But the rove now would be mata her to get married and not to have yibum. The rove nashi misabros the yoldos. Vahari yolda tzarasa v'nitzagami. So we can assume that her tzara got pregnant and had a child. And no matter what the child was, it's what's it called pater so from evil. But there is the chazaka lo adif keruba the nezel abasra hilkech lotus yavin. The chazaka is not stronger than a rove that we should go after the chazaka even though there's a rove keneged. So she can't have evil. That still remains a suffix. The chazaka says she could have evil, but the rove said she shouldn't have evil. Okay. Uveshuk nami lo kered meir dechayish lemiuta. She can't get married either because there is a miut of chances that the tzara, what's it called, had a hapala. Right? So, mamela, what's it called, she's chayiv in yibum. So she can't get married, she can't have yibum. Because Rameir is choshish lemiyuta. According to the Rabbanan, though, it's mashma, that over here we go after the rove, and she would be able to get married. Sefer chazaka l'shuk, shari below yavam hoysa techila kishiyatza. Right? Over here, what's it called, when the mother-in-law and the seifa, the mother-in-law and the husband left, there was no brother-in-law. So the chazaka was that she'd get married. If her husband died, she'd get married. No yibum. There's no yavam. Right? The ruba l'shuk. Also the rove tells me that she'd get married. Why? Because the rove would be that even if the mother-in-law got pregnant, rove chances are she doesn't have a son. Because half possibility she'll have a daughter. And even on the other half, sometimes she gets miscarries. So rove chances are that she won't have a son. Shem in the cable, I saw Nathal. The rove ubrim nefalim in the cables. Because the rove of what women have are either nekevos or miscarriages. Kidamrin Lael. The mechza de vladi kaim in the cables. Havi umiut ubrim nefalim havi. Zechorim de kaima miuta. Legabe vlados, legabe all the possible vlados, the zecharim that survive are a miut. V'hochanami ikechazaka l'rov t'mora nami l'chshasha the miyuta the schorim havilu miyuta the miyuta. And therefore, the chances that she be chayv in yibum is a miyuta the miyuta, and for miyuta the miyuta, even Reb Meir's nachoshesh. In the sefer, the rov and the chazaka go together. So what's left is a miyuta the miyuta. In the reisha, the rov and the chazaka can't predict each other. Therefore, it's a regular miyuta. Right. Lo tinase v'lo tishyabim. So in the sefer and the reisha, she can't get married and she can't have yibum. So Moshe says la'ola, she can never get married. Right? How long are we choshish for this? We're afraid maybe the tzara, what's it called, got pregnant. Okay, so she can never have yibum la'olam. Omar ze'iri le'atzma shlosha chadashim. For herself, no matter what, she has to wait 3 months. Because even if her husband died and there's no din of yibum at all, she can't get married for 3 months because it'll be after matzin. And even if her husband was away more than 3 months already, right? So she's surely not pregnant from the husband. Still, lo plug. The rabbanan made it across the board. You can't get married for 3 months. Rashi's going to say in a second. Lichaver to teisha. However, because of the chash that maybe the tzara is pregnant, she has to wait 9 months. Why? Because if she'll have, let her get chalitza, and manavshav, she'll be okay. If, what's it called, she's chayv in yibum because the tzara didn't get pregnant, she has chalitza. If she's, what's it called, not chayv in yibum, so the chalitza is meaningless, but she can get married. So let her get married anyways. Mordechai says, no. If she'll have chalitza within the 9 months, maybe the tzara is pregnant. Now, if the tzara is pregnant, the chalitza doesn't help. She can't be potter with chalitza. What'll be, she'll be potter from yibum because there's a child. But the child doesn't potter until he's born. We had this before. So if you have chalitza, it won't help. And she won't be mutter. And until the child's born in 9 months, right, the child won't be mutter her. So therefore, she can't get married until 9 months. That's what we hold now. Because she can have, what's it called, only after 9 months, then she'll have chalitza and manavshach. If there's a child, she's potter anyway, and the chalitza is meaningless. But she doesn't need it. And if there's no child, then the chalitza takes effect because there was what's it called, the woman's not pregnant, the tzara's not pregnant either. So for herself, she has to wait 3 months, and for the tzara, right, she has to wait 9 months, and then she can have chalitza and miman of shah shall be mutter. Okay. That's what what's it called, Ziri said. And then, the chalitza is miman of shah. Rabbi Hanina Omar la'atz mashlosha, that's herself, she has to wait 3 months. The chaver to la'olam, and for the chaverta, she's always choshesh until she'll know for sure that either she gave birth or she didn't give birth. And then she'll do accordingly, either she'll have chalitza or she'll be allowed to get married. But until she knows for sure, she could ask to constantly be choshesh. So Mar says, why not? The tachlo simonavshach. Let her have chalitza, after 9 months at least, mimonavshach. If the one had a child, she doesn't need chalitza. And if the other one didn't have a child, right, the husband's dead, he's not going to have a child anymore, so then the chalitza, then what's it called, the chalitza will help, right? So one of shav, she's mostly to get married. Why can't she have chalitza after 9 months, like Ziri said?
What if she got pregnant after a certain number of months and now she's still pregnant?
But after a certain amount of months, the guy died, they said he died, so we're talking about 9 months after he died, right? She got pregnant after for months, not from her husband, unless he is, you know, I don't know why. But, okay. Abaya bar Ovin, Rabbi Hanina bar Ovin, Amri Tarvayu. So Abaya bar Ovin and Rabbi Hanina bar Ovin both said, Zei Rishemi Yehei Vlad ben Kayoma. No, she can't have Chalitza Misothik and Mimonavshach be okay for the following reason. Right? Because maybe the Tzara had a Vlad Shel Kayoma. And really, she didn't need chalitza. She's potter from yibum because there's a child. And the chalitza, she had chalitza, but it really was meaningless. The nimtza to matzricha cruz lekohuna, and people will think that she's usher to a kohen because she's a chalitza, and she's really not usher to a kohen because the chalitza was meaningless because it was a child. So she'll need an announcement that she's kosher to a kohen. And people won't realize that. Maybe she should go marry a kohen. People think a chalitza could marry a kohen because they won't know that this chalitza was meaningless. Tomorrow says, So fine, so we'll announce that she's not a chalutza and she can marry a kohen. Some people saw the chalitza and they didn't hear the announcement. She can't rely on the announcement. And they'll see the chalitza and then she'll go and marry a kohen, which is okay. And people will say, hey, a chalutza can marry a kohen. So therefore, until she knows for sure what her status is, the chzara, and either she needs chalitza and then the chalitza is a vare chalitza, or she doesn't need chalitza, she can't have chalitza mimonach shach and bimutter, because we're afraid that in the end it'll turn out the chalitza was unnecessary and people saw it and she'll end up going marrying a kohen, which is okay, you can't stop her from marrying a kohen, and people will say that what's it called, that a chalitza can marry a kohen. The Amri kashor chalitza the kohen. Okay. Tanan, so now we're going to ask on that. Let's see Rashi first. La'olam bitmi otachlos imanashov et yinosu l'shug. Let her have chalitza and she get married. Why does she have to wait? Mara says, li'asma shlosha. She has to wait 3 months no matter what. B'shvil asma tamtim shlosha chadoshim. D'chol hanoshim tzrichos lahamtim gimel chadoshim. V'afilu ba'al ameis v'dinas hayon. D'lekel ameich ha'shemu beresi. Even if her husband went away before 3 months and died, right, so there's no chance that she's pregnant. Still she has to wait 3 months. Why? Even an old woman who can't get pregnant or an islandess has to wait 3 months because of low plug. There's low plug. So here it's also low plug. So therefore she can't get married for 3 months because in any situation after her husband dies she has to wait 3 months. But because of the chash, maybe the tzara had a child, she has to wait 9 months. And then she can have chalitza and manavshach get married. Okay? Bishvil chaver to shema muberesi tzorasa tzrich lahamtin ches chadashim. For the chash, and maybe the tzara is pregnant. And therefore, there's a child, so she can't have yibum, right? And she can't, what's it called? She can't get married because maybe she's not pregnant. So if that, for that, she has to wait 9 months. Why? Shafilu cholza lo tinasi besoltes. Even if she had chalitza within the 9 months, she can't get married. Because why? Shema chaderta muberesi. Maybe the tzara is pregnant. And when she's pregnant, chalitza won't help to be mater her. Because now only a vlad will be mater her. And the vlad's not mater till it's born. The havlad shol kayoma, the ain chalitza poteres, the zu el avlad poter. The havlad ino poter, atchetzi laver olam. So she's not to wait 9 months. Then manavshach. If she gave birth, she's poter, and she can get married. If she didn't give birth, she never was pregnant, the chalitza will help. So manavshach, she can get married after 9 months with chalitza. Mara says, and that's what Ze'iri said, and Rabbi Chanina said, not like that. He said, l'chaver to la'olam. Because of her chavera, until she knows for sure what the status of the tzara is, pregnant or not pregnant, child or no child, she can't have chalitza mimanavshach. Bishvil chaver to tzrich lahantin la'olam, ad sheteda nyesh lavlad im la'olam. Why? After 9 months, she should be able to have chalitza like Ziri said. Let her get chalitza mimonavshach after 9 months. Im yolda tzarasa hari nifter b'vlad. Im lav hari chalitzasa potrasa. Mar says no, because then if she gets chalitza after 9 months, and in fact there was a vlad, the chalitza is meaningless, and she's really mutter to a kohen. Right, but people saw that she had chalitza. They'll think that chalitza is a chalutza is matzah to a kohen. Matzricha kruz lahachrish shelo haisa chalutza muter sekuna. She'll need an announcement that really her chalitza was no chalitza and she's muter to a kohen. And there are people who saw the chalitza and didn't hear the announcement. Okay, next case. Okay, Tanan. Now we're going to ask on this. This idea that if a chalitza could be meaningless, and we have to announce it, right? Then we're choshesh. The Gemara says like this: it's not. Nitan li ben the medina sayon, the omra meish beni the akrakach bali. Right? We have the Mishnah that said a woman went and she didn't have any children, okay? And she was cheskes yibum. She came back and she said, "I had a child when I was in medina sayam, but the child died before my husband, so I'm chayv in yibum." So we believe her. Why? Because l'chatchila she was becheskes yibum, and her pesha, she said she had a child, right? But she said the child died, so she's still becheskes yibum. So the Maisa, what's it called? We believe her, and she's high, and she can be miyabin. She can have Yibum. Meish Bali v'akrabini, but she said the opposite way. My husband died first, and then my son died. So therefore, what's it called? When my husband died, I wasn't chayiv in Yibum because I had still had a child. So now she's going against the original Chazaka. The original Chazaka said that she was, what's it called, chayiv in Yibum. Now she's telling us that she's parted from Yibum, so ain't an emanis, but choshin with vareha, the choletras lomis yavemis. Right? She's not believed, but we are choshin, so maybe she's telling the truth. So she needs chalitza, because maybe she taka, what's it called, is not telling the truth. And she can't have Yibum, because maybe she is telling the truth. And if her son died after her husband, then she can't have Yibum. So we're choshish, maybe she's telling the truth. We're choshish, maybe she's not telling the truth. And therefore, she can't have Yibum, she has to have chalitza. The verse says, V'leichus dilma osu edim, v'amrei k'deka amra, v'nimtzata matzricha kruz l'kohuna. Let's be afraid, after this chalitza, that edim will come, and they'll say that she's telling the truth. And she never needed Yibum. And the chalitza is meaningless. And she'll end up marrying a kohen because of that. And some people will know about the chalitza, but they won't know that the Edom came, and that, and they won't hear the announcement that in the end the chalitza was nothing. So let's be choshish, what's it called, and not let her, not let the chalitza be okay. Right? We see it is. It's chaletzis, and that's it. Amar Papa Begrusha. Enochanami, this is talking where she was divorced before this. So she's also to a coin anyway. So it's irrelevant. Okay? It's only this only chash is where a woman who would be mutter to a kohen. She's not mutter to a kohen. Rav Chia b'Reiv Rav Huna Amar ba'Amra Aniva Hu Nichbanu b'Mara. We were hiding in a cave, and no one could have known what the situation was. There can't be any Edom. No Edom could ever come, because nobody knows. Only we know. So in that case, there's nothing to be choshish for Edom to come and say that she's telling the truth. So it's always a chash. So there's not going to come a situation where we'll know for sure, with other ways, that the chalitza was no chalitza, therefore there's nothing to be worried about. Rashi. The meish b'ni v'yachra meish b'ali v'hareini zkuka liyavim kivatchila. If she says my child died and then my husband died, so she's not changing her status. when she went away, she was chayiv in Yibum, and now she comes back and tells us she's still chayiv in Yibum. We're not afraid that maybe because she likes the Yavam that she wants to get married to him and she lied. And really it happened the other way. Why? My time. Since when she went away, she was Becheskes Yibum. And the only way we know that she wouldn't have Yibum is because she said she had a son. And now she tells us the son died first. So, Hapesha Osir, Hapesha Eter. The only way we know that something changed her status is through her, and she says that right now the status is still the same. So we go after the chazaka. Asher asma ayavim kisha amra nitin liben v'hu apesu peh yochel ahater asma liyavim v'lomer meis b'ni rishon ain't an emenis. But in the opposite case, she said my husband died and then my son died, so she's taking herself out of the chazaka she had to begin with. Then she's not believed linos yishuk to get married. Since when she left, she was becheskes yibum. The chayshinan dilma mishum desanya leka amra nitin liben, and we're afraid maybe she made it up that she had a son, right? Who died after her father, her husband. She never had a son altogether. She said it because she hates the yavam. She doesn't want to fall to yibum. The choshishin with vareh, but we are choshish. Maybe she is telling the truth, right? Shema emesay basura yavam choletzah. So therefore, we say she has chalitza, no yibum. And this way, manavshach is okay. Which is right, manavshach. What happens if the Edom will come and tell us that it was she tell the truth and she didn't need Yibum and then the chalitza was nothing and she'll end up marrying a kohen? Why don't we say the same thing that she's what's it called? There's no chalitza. She's aser because cruise. She'll need a cruise l'kohuna, and we don't do that. Zemara says, "Kidikamra d'lohaisaskukalo vein chalitzasaklu muteres l'kohuna." Let's be afraid the Edom will come and corroborate what she said, and then the chalitza was meaningless. The grusha. It's talking where she was a divorcee before. Shehoisa grusha kvar mi shacher. She pasul lekuna alama. So she's pasul to a kohen anyway. No chashe. She'll marry a kohen, and people will think that a chalutza is mutter to a kohen. She can marry a kohen. She's a grusha. Ani ubeni ubali nechbanu bimara. Or the second possibility, she says that we were all alone in a cave. Me, my husband, my son, and all of this happened, nobody knew about it. We're the only ones in the world who knew about it. We were hiding in a cave. The ain ishimanu love alohoy. If we're not afraid, there may be witnesses, and that much we're not choshish. She's lying that there are witnesses, since lafid devareha, there are no witnesses, so that much we're somech on her, and the chalitza will help. We're not afraid that maybe witnesses will come later. What? No, so the chora that they couldn't do. I mean, really, she's mutter to a kohen, right? And they can't follow her the rest of her life. Right, and because there's no reason to ask her.
Yep.
So that they didn't want to do. They want to ask her for
that she has to ask her for everything.
What?
So it says she can't marry anyway.
Until she'll be Mavar. Yeah, Nechanam. Until she'll be Mavar.
But by kicking gun, do you have such a concept? Like, you know, the Reach, I guess.
Yeah, but that's because they asked her to be here. There's no reason to ask. You can't make an issue where there's no reason to ask her. She's not a chalutza in that situation. No, but she had a get, so they made a din that reyach haget. So she had a chalitza that was meaningless. It's like reyach haget. That's a gosh. Why didn't they say that any chalitza? The meaning was chalutza. Could be because the chalutza took place on the rabbana. Rusha took place the rice. The rabbana didn't want to make a gzeira l'gzeira. Right? Chalutza pasha to call is only the rabbana. Rusha is midraisa, chalutza is only. The Kufiyu Tesamad Veis Mishnah. Shtei Yevamos, two sisters-in-law. So if the husband of one dies and they don't have children, then the one is Chayiv Yibum, and the opposite is also true. So Zu Omeris Meis Bali, one says my husband died, the Zu Omeris Meis Bali, and the other one says her husband died. Zu asurim it may buy la shel zu, so we believe her legabe herself. She get married. In this case, she needs yibum, but we don't believe the other one legabe her. So we choshish that the other husband's still alive and she needs yibum. If we believe the other one legabe her, then she needs yibum, but she doesn't have a yavam because the other husband's dead. But we don't believe her, so she can't get married because we're afraid that the other husband's alive. And the opposite is also true. Zu asur may buy the shozu, but zu asur may buy the shozu. The zu edim, the zu edim. One of them has edim that her husband died, and the other one doesn't have edim. Eshiyeshla edim asura. The one who has edim is asur because the only way we know that her yavam is dead is through her yavama, and we don't believe her legabi her, so she can't get married because maybe the yavam's still alive, but. The one who doesn't have Edim, she's believed because the other wife has Edim that her husband died. Mamela, there's no more Yavam. Lezu Bonim, Lezu Ein Bonim. Right? One of them has children, so she's Pater from Yibum altogether, and the other one doesn't have children. Right? Esheyeshla Bonim Uteris. The one who has children is Mutter to get married because even if the Yavam's alive, there's no Yibum. The Eshe Ein La Bonim Asura, the one who doesn't have children is also in the case where there's no Edim. Misyadmu Umesu Hayivamim, if they had Yibum to another brother, there was another brother, or another two brothers, and they both had Yibum from those brothers, because they both believe that their husband died and they could have Yibum. So individually, each one can have Yibum with a different brother. So they had Yibum. And then those brothers died. Now we're going back to the original ones, that maybe the other brothers are still alive, and now there's still a din of Yibum. Yisyabmu meisu hayivamim asura slinosi. The ones going to go back to the original Isser of not being able to get married, because maybe the husbands are alive, and we don't believe the Yavama klape her sister-in-law. Now, once they were mutter to the other yavamim, they remain mutter even for what's it called, we'll see what's happened, why, but they remain mutter and they can get married to anybody they want to. And we assume that the other two brothers are dead. Rashi. Shnei Yivamos, Nishay Shnei Achim. They're the wives of two brothers, sisters-in-law. Zu Asura L'shuk V'mei Baila Shalzu, Shehi Yivama D'Shemechayhu, V'shukalo. This one is also to marry anybody because maybe the other one's husband is still alive and she's chayv and yibum. We believe her that her husband's dead. Now her husband's dead, she has no children, she has chayv and yibum. And even though the other one said that her husband's dead, we don't believe her klapi, the first wife. So we're afraid that maybe the husband's really still alive. The afapisha ishto meris meis ein anemenes ayivimta shetina se'apia. We have the other Mishnah. Two sisters-in-law are not believed legabe each other, legabe the fact that their husbands are dead. Shein yivama mi'idal chaverta. Shehi achas mi'chamish noshim shein nemonis la'idah. Is one of the five women that aren't believed to say that her husband died. Lezu edim shemeis baila, zu sheyesh la'idim asur li'nosim v'nei yivama v'shem echayhu. The one who has edim is asur because we don't know what happened to the other husband. That's why she can't get married to anybody. But the one who doesn't have Edim is Mutter because the other one has Edim that her husband's dead. The Edim Mayahanula. Right? What does the Edim help her? She's also believed to say her husband's dead. The question is about the other brother, her Yavama. The Zushain Lo Edim Uteris Lashok. To Amra Shehumes, Uvishvil Yavama, Nami Lochashin, and Shariyesh Edim Shemes. Herself, her husband's dead. We believe her. And her brother-in-law is also dead. There's Edom to save. Vizu bonim, vizu ain bonim. There ain't Edom, lo vizu vizu. There's no Edom at all. But the one is this one's potter from Yibum because she has children. Eshiyesh lo bonim uteris. Eshiyabmu. Shoyo lehem kan shnei yivom nishnav. They had two other brothers. And they had Yibum. Right? And then those brothers died. And now we go back to the original question. Are the other two brothers alive or dead? So klape each other, we don't believe the other one that her husband's dead. Sha'isha sha'amra meis bali tisyabim dunyan yivam lo hutzrucha zos le'edu shalzeh va'arei sha'koi sha'ein lohem lo edim v'lo boni. Going back on the ratio where each one says her husband's dead, each one therefore can have yibum, but we don't believe them klape the fact that the other one's husband's dead. But if there's two other brothers, they both can have yibum. Once these two brothers die, we go back to the original suffix. Maybe the other two brothers are alive, and they now need Yibum. Even though we allowed both of them to get married on the smach that each of their individual husbands are dead, Eitzel Asman, their mothers, the belief in themselves, but not whatever it's nogeya to the other one. Aval Avshav, she nosu l'shuk, nimtza edu shalzeh moy l'zu. But if we let them get married to anybody, we're believing this one for the other one, and vice versa. We're believing that the husbands that should be the yavam are no longer alive. Ve'en yavamos mi'idazu al'zu, tzad heter. Once we permitted them to be of Yibum with the other brothers, once they were mutter, they don't go back to their original Isser afterwards. And the Gemara is going to say why. Tana, lezu edim ubonim, ulezu lo edim velo bonim. Another case. One of them has edim that her husband died, and she has children. And the other one doesn't have edim and doesn't have children. So shtei mutaros, they're both mutar. Why? Because the Edim established that there's no more yavam for the one who doesn't have children, and the one who has children, there's no Indian of Yibum altogether. So even though the other one doesn't have Edim, there's no Yibum, she has children. Nisyabmu umesu hayivamim asurim lihinase. Right? If the next case of the Mishnah, they had Yibum with two other brothers, and then those two brothers died. So we're still choshish that the first two brothers are alive, each one clapping the other one. And Rabbi Lezer Omer Hoyal v'hutru liyabim hutru l'cholad. And once they're mutter to get have yibum, so we actually went on the fact that both husbands are dead. Now they're both mutter. Boy Rava, my time is Rabbi Lezer. Why is Rabbi Lezer holding that they're mutter? Mishum dekesavert tzora me'ida l'chaverta, because he disagrees b'chlal. He could have argued on the Mishnah before. He holds that a tzara could be made, that a yavama could be made, And what's it called? Mamela, there's no problem. And he argues on this whole thing. She's not one of the women who can't be made. So he argues on the whole Mishnah. Not only this part. He argues on everything. Even the Lechatchila, they could have, what's it called, get married. Or because, since, what's it called, she's testifying that her husband died, and we believe her gladly herself, and she went and got married. She wouldn't have gotten married if she knows her husband's not alive. She only did it to hurt the other one, because it was hurting herself too. So the fact that she was made and got married is the biggest raya that she's telling the truth, even clappy the other one. She's not trying to makalko the other one. Where she comes to say, your husband's dead, her tzara, right, and she doesn't herself get married, then we're choshish. But if she herself got married, then it's my nafkamina. What's the nafkamina between the two reasons? That the tzara should get married before she gets married. If the whole reason is that we know that if she got married, she's not makalko herself, just to makalko the other one, right, then it's only if she got married. But if she didn't get married yet, then we don't have that riot. But if the reason is that a tzara is believed for the yavama, one yavama for the other one, then it doesn't make a difference. She got married, she didn't get married, she's always believed. We only let the other one get married if she got married first. Then it's a raya that she's telling the truth. So she wouldn't be mekalkel herself. But if the, what's it called, if the reason is because we, that's the proof, then if she didn't get married, we don't let the other one get married until she gets married. Rashi. The first case is where one has Edom and Bonim, so she is what's it called, not Chayiv and Yibum, even though there's no Raya 100% that the other one's not dead, but even if he's not dead, there's no Yibum, she has children. And the other one's Musa because this one has Edom that her husband's dead, even though she doesn't have children. Tzora Bid Lechaverta, the Hashtay Yavam, Soros Ninu, Mitzad Soros, Onitzel Mahizolazu. These two Yavamos who happen to be Tzoros aren't possible. Rabbi Lezer argues on the whole Mishnah before that Tzoros are, don't can't be made one of the other. Linsuve Litzora Bialma Nikmedida Haisha Shaholchal Medina Sayam Im Baila Uba Vi Omru Mes Bali Vahaisola Kan Tzora Im Zu Tinosi Beidusa Shalzu Kolim Shitinosahi. Right, so what's it called? The Nakamina is, you can't, if the reason is because she wouldn't be makalkel herself, you only know that if she got married. Until she gets married, we're afraid that maybe she said what she said to makalkel the other one. So you can't let the tzara get married before her. Okay, let's go on. Toshma, Reb Lezer Omer, Hoyel v'hutru li'yavamim, hutru l'chol adam. Since they already married the yavamim, they're mutter to everybody. Iyamris mishloma, dehi lo mekalkla nafsha, hainu dehi insiv masvinala. Right? What's it called? If the reason is because she wouldn't be mekalkla herself, so since they already got married, if she was telling a lie, why would she have yibum? The fact that she had yibum means that she's not lying legabi the other one either. She's believed legabi the other one too. Right? If you hold the reason is because Reb Lezer holds that a tzara could be made, right? Then even she didn't get married. Forget about having other yibum. Reb Lezer should have said, we believe her right out. Why do you have to have that they got married to the yivamim or whatever? If the reason is because Reb Lezer argues on the whole Mishnah before, let him say that they can get married even without any yibum before. Time of the Reb Lezer mishum de insivu v'lo makalkla nafshi. Right? Tzmora says no, it's no right. Reb Lezer le divrayim ko amar lahu. Reb Lezer was saying it according to the Rabbanan. Right? Lididi tzoramid lechaverto v'afagav de lo insiv mansvina lo. According to me, I don't need them to have yibum with two other brothers in order for them to be mutter. Right? Because I hold that one tzora could be made for the other one. But according to you that you can't, but at least if they had Yibum already, it's clear that she's not doing it to hurt the other one because she's hurting herself. She had Yibum. She's lying. She's living with Aishas Aishas Achim Shalom Be'etah. She wouldn't makalka herself. Ela l'didchu odu l'miyas deheicha de'insim mansvinava mishum dehi lo makalka l'nafsha. at least admit to me that when she did get married, that now we believe her, Legabi, the other one, because she wouldn't mekalkel herself. Rabbanan. And now, why did the Rabbanan say no? Even if she got married, there's no raya. Tomus lav, she impleased him, hudika avda. Because sometimes people are willing to hurt themselves just to hurt somebody else. There are people in the world like that. Rashi. No Rashi. However, hutra he alma mishas heter didosh arin letzara. So the afagav the dying he. Oh, when you get here, okay, right. Toshma, ha'isha shehocha he ubala lemedinas hayom ubava amra meis bali tinase v'titol ksubasa v'tzarasa asura. Rabbi Lezer omer ha'el v'hutra he hutra nami tzarasa. Right. So l'char you see over here that lemaisa. She's believed, Legabi, according to Rabbi Lezer, she's believed simply, Legabi the other one, not because she wouldn't be Makalkal herself, she didn't get married. She was mutter to get married, and we're mutter the Torah too. So Rabbi Lezer, you see, holds that Torah is mutter to me, Meir. Has nothing to do with the fact that she's not Makalkal herself. Mar says, no. Ema hoel v'hutra v'nises. Not that she was mutter. She was mutter to get married, and she got married. At that point, she's believed Legabi the Torah too, but not before that. Mor says, "Valeches tuma begita asai." Maybe when she was in Chutzlar, she got a get, so she's not hurting herself. She can get married. She's saying her husband's dead, but he doesn't really have to be dead because he gave her a get. And Lamela, she can go get married, but now we think she's getting married because she said her husband's dead, but she really has a secret get. So she's not hurting herself, and she's trying to hurt the other one. Let's be afraid of that. The high dekam rehochel kalkel atzara he mechavna. Mor says. If she got married to a regular Israel, then we're afraid maybe there was a get and she's really hurting the other one, not hurting herself. She got married to a Kohen, so if she knew that she was a Grusha, she couldn't get married to a Kohen. The fact that she married a Kohen is the biggest proof that her husband is dead and didn't give her a divorce. Otherwise she's Makalkal herself. So therefore, well, we're not afraid that in a case where she married a Kohen, we're not afraid that she has a get. And that's why she's being mad to herself. Rashi, Leiches Dilma Begita Asai, Eat time of the Rabbi Lezer, Lab Mishum de Tzora Mi'id Lechaverta. Rabbi Lezer also holds that Tzora can't be made. But in a case where she got married, we say that it's just a right, she's telling the truth, otherwise why would she Makalkla herself? Right? Ela Mishum de Lomakalkla Napsha, Neiches Dilma Ha Begita Asai, Dehichbia Gita, she hit her get, and she didn't tell anybody she got divorced. And she's being made now that her husband's really dead, in order that the other one should get married, the other tzara should get married. And she didn't have a get. So she's makalkal her friend, but not her, her co-wife, but not her. The omra meis balik, kadeshati nasi gam tzarasa, vi lo makalkal, and I'm not going to be makalkal, I have a get. The bishlam mas nisan hechen nisyam nu lekla meimer hachi. By our Mishnah, where they get a yibum, can't say that. Because if she had a get, she's also asked to the brother-in-law. Mon of structures can't have yibum unless the husband's really dead and there was no get. The inomi begita asai kalkula shenisis lachibala, right? Avav a shuk lechush. We're afraid, no, she's getting married to other people. By a yavam, there's no way for her to marry the yavam unless the husband's dead. If she had a get, then she can't marry the yavam. If the husband's alive, she can't marry the yavam. So she married the yavam, it's a raya that she's not makalkul herself. The ins of the kohen. Because if the husband comes back and she shows the get, she's going to be also to her husband, the Kohen. So she wouldn't do that unless she knows for sure her husband's dead. Because she won't makalkal herself. And the Rabbanan hold no. Thomas Napshim pleased him. A woman's willing to makalkal herself just to get even with the other one, just to get to hurt the other one.